Gifted with a Higher Nature, March 24th. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. There will soon be a new heaven and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The Lord has instructed me that our physical and mental and moral powers will, under the Holy Spirit's guidance, be trained to carry on the work in all purity, in all goodness, without one thread of Satan's science brought in to spoil the pattern Christ has given us. The powers and faculties that have been sanctified in righteousness will be employed, strengthened, and prepared to do the works of heaven's appointment. He that used the two talents entrusted in this life, will, in the future life, show that his talents have not been corrupted. They will be used on a wider and nobler plan in the future life. There is appointed to every man his certain work. Those who are partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruptions which are in the world through lust, will reveal a purified life in this time of preparation for the higher life. They commence to live the life of the heavenly order here below, and carry the divine nature with them into every line of work. No swindlers have a place in the heavenly courts. No falsifiers, no liars, no adulterers, no cruel-minded persons will be there. They will never see his face. When Christ comes, he takes those who have purified their souls by obeying the truth. Some will go into the grave who are now in active life, and some will be alive and be changed when Christ shall come. This mortal shall put on immortality, and these corruptible bodies, subject to disease, will be changed from mortal to immortal. We shall then be gifted with a higher nature. The bodies of all who purify their souls by obeying the truth shall be glorified. Heaven is full of the glory of God. What can I say that will awaken the almost spiritually paralyzed sensibilities of many young and those of mature age, that will break the spell of the artful deceiver which is upon them, that they may see what losses they are sustaining in not employing all the powers of their mind, soul, and strength to do the commandments of God, in sincerely using all the gifts they may attain in sanctified spiritual action, that they may be prepared to become members of the royal family, perfecting their Christian character for the noble use above, a solemn warning.